And Chris, measuring fifth. Here we go. We want some stratisfaction from a little bit of stratisfaction live on Monday night.
Oh, it's time to rock and roll. Oh,
all right, ladies and gentlemen, you got your fix this past Monday on Raw. A little stratisfaction. And, you know, we always love to see Trish come back. You know, she did such a great job in the WWE, retired back in 2006. But we always love seeing her come back. And that's why we wanted to have her on after her triumphant return this past Monday to talk about it. Trish, how you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing very, very good, young lady. Very, very good. Now, whenever it seems, Trish, whenever the WWE comes into town, especially if they're doing TV, they like to give you a call. It seems like you have a very good relationship with them still.
Yeah, I do. And you know what? I'm lucky. I guess I'm lucky, too, because ever since I left, everyone says, oh, do you miss it? I don't get a chance to miss it because, like, you know, if that whole... it creeps up on me. Next thing you know, there's an event in town, and there I am. So it's been good. I like it.
Now, since you have done, I mean, this was your third appearance in like about a year and a half. Do they bug you, Trish, about coming back when you do these appearances? Do they see you out there and go, oh man, we want you back? Or
you know, they kind of sort of like gather around my feet and do a, oh, if only we had you every week. And I say, no, move on. I must do yoga. Well, not quite. No, you know what? They always do the old, like, you know, hey, we'll see you soon, like one of those things. And I go, yeah, see you soon, like 6 months, that is.
and you yourself, you have no desire to go back. Because like, when you go back and do these one-time deals like this, doesn't like don't you kind of get the itch again, being in front of the big crowd and everything?
Okay, listen, I love it. It's amazing. But let me just tell you, I did Monday Night Raw. And then on Tuesday, I flew to Quebec. I had a very big week. I had a bunch of stuff happen, and I was traveling, and
uh-huh.
A press conference, and we'll talk about all that stuff later. But I had a typical WWE week, and I got home on, like, a Thursday afternoon, and I was like, oh, my Lord, how did I do this every week? And no, thank you.
So I guess there you go. You know, you just get a nice taste for it, and then you realize you made the right decision.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's different if I went back and there's definitely the right thing for me to go back and do, that's a different thing, but every time I go back, it's for this particular moment, and it makes sense, and it doesn't sort of, you know, interfere with the ebb and the flow of my life.
Right, right.
The bonus as well, so yeah.
So how did you feel when they approached you for the guest host thing, because that's a little bit different than what you've done when you've come back in the past.
Well, not going to lie, when I saw that the guest host thing was happening, and I saw the Toronto date, I thought perhaps, actually, Jason and I kind of had a little epiphany with that. You know, I betcha, that could be, maybe.
Yeah, you're right, right,
you know.
Right.
I know, I mean, it was cool. And again, it's like an appropriate reason to come back. It makes sense. It's not like completely, like, what, you know, I wouldn't go back in, like, Chicago. I'd be like, why is Trish the guest host?
Sure, sure.
So, yeah, so it makes sense, and it was a cool little deal.
Now, do you watch it much, Trish? Do you get to see the shows very much?
Oh, I watch it all. I watch it. It's on, you know, usually on PBR mode. Because, you know, it's just a long show.
Yeah.
2 hours of your life. No, I watch every week. And it's funny because every time they call me, they're like, so we've been doing this thing with a guest host. I'm like, no, I know. I watch the show.
That's awesome. So how do you feel you ranked with some of the others?
I think, I think I did all right. You know, it was a lot of fun. I got to do, you know, I love getting in the ring with Beth. She's always awesome to work with. And, of course, the go-to chemistry between Jericho and I was good to do. We had another, you know, a few other things planned that kind of just got cut last minute. And I actually forgot how crazy it is back there, how you might have everything in front of you and everything might be entirely different than what was, you know, supposed to be 2 hours ago kind of thing. And it gets really crazy. And, yeah, I don't know. It would have been a little more exciting maybe if I put some more stuff in there, maybe. But I thought it was neat. I mean, I look at it like it's a neat scenario for me to pop into. I get to work with Beth. I get to do things with Chris Jericho. So, you know, plus, I got to promote my yoga studio.
Right, sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned you enjoyed working with Beth. How do you feel about some of the other women that are, because you say you watch the show every week, some of the other women that have kind of moved into the spot since you've left? And I wanted to get your thoughts on Victoria leaving the TNA as well, because I know the two of you were friends.
Yeah, well, I think it's great. I think it was time for her to leave the WWE. It was just time. And then, you know, when she came in, she had a really good sort of positioning, I guess, in the TNA. I haven't seen what she's done lately, but she got the belt pretty quickly, right?
Yep.
And I think that's great. I think she needed that. I think she's fantastic in the ring, and I think maybe she was starting to doubt how great she was in the ring because, you know, sometimes the scenario makes you feel a certain way.
No, well, absolutely. And you'll get no arguments out of me with Victoria, that's for sure. I think she was being wasted in the WWE as well.
She's kind of just doing her thing, you know, not being able to, you know, this is the thing. When you know what you can do and you're not able to do what you do best, that sucks.
Right.
So when she went over to TNA and gets to do what she does, and then she has the relaxed schedule as well, it's a bonus. And she actually, I've talked to her, and she's enjoying it a lot.
And what of some of the other girls that are on the WWE roster right now, who do you see as sort of a standout, or do you see who has some potential?
Well, number one, like, I want to see more of Natalya, and I want them to do something with Natalya, like, really badly, because I think she can be so awesome, and I think fans would totally get with her. So she's someone I'd like to see a lot more of. Beth, obviously, I feel like they did so much great stuff with her, and then they kind of just stopped doing anything with the women for just a whole, like, semester.
Yeah, right.
You know, and I'm like, she's just great. She's fantastic. She's so professional, and she's, like, she's got that. She can lead a match. She can, and I think that's maybe what was missing in the women's locker room right now is sort of a leader.
Right.
And I think if Beth is either she's able to do it, I don't know if it's a matter of her thinking or no. I know she's sort of newer, sort of, to the scene, I guess you can say. Well, maybe not relative to everyone else, but I don't know if she's ready to assume the role, but she should because she deserves it, and she's worked hard enough to do that, and she has the tools to do that. So I think that's what's missing in the women's locker room. So if she kind of stepped up and sort of led the women a little bit more and sort of took control of that, that would really be helpful. And, of course, Mickey always, I mean, never, she never fails. I mean, the woman is, like, awesome. And then, actually, I saw Alicia Fox and her in the ring. I was pretty impressed. I think, to be honest, I didn't know too much about her. But I think, you know, what's missing is what I always say is, like, I don't know who that girl is, right? I know her name. I know she can wrestle, but I don't know her voice, what it sounds like. Or
right, yeah, right? Yeah, right, which, yeah, it's hard sometimes.
Right?
But, yeah.
And sometimes I look back at it like, okay, let's say, like, say I was wrestling at this time and Alicia Fox got introduced and we had the storyline, then you know who she is. She can wrestle. Boom, you've got yourself a new character. So that's the only thing that's missing overall in the women because there's a lot of workers right now that are really good.
Trish, did you have a chance to watch your match back?
I did watch it back, yes.
Okay, so, and not necessarily the match, but the commentary, I was sitting there watching the match, and the commentary was so bizarre and surprising because they kept referring to the fact that you and Beth Phoenix did not know each other, never been in a storyline together before. Meanwhile, if you go back in storyline, you're the one who introduced her to everyone in the Mickie James story angle, and not only that, we're talking just a few months ago, when you were here, you wrestled Beth Phoenix. Did you get any explanation? It was just so bizarre.
Well, you know, first of all, Jay, you know, when they start a storyline, and especially if you come in as a face, but then you come back as a heel, that doesn't exist.
Right, it's an eraser.
That's erased. So, yeah, that was true. And then, yeah, I don't know why, well, obviously, they didn't mention that I kind of tangled with her in December, or no?
No, you had never known
according
her
to
before.
That, yeah, you didn't even know who she was.
Really?
Yes.
You know, I missed that. I was kind of probably watching, like, myself.
gotcha.
Watching myself as a brunette in the ring going, what the... Oh, my mom even said, she goes, okay. She goes, I'm sitting there, and it was like this little slow process, like, who is that? Oh, it's Trish. Like, even my mom said it was so weird seeing this brunette come out and do all these things. And to be honest, I even did that too, watching myself back. I was like, oh, that looks so weird, that brunette girl there.
Now, in regards to the actual GM spot, they seem to, I mean, just with going back and forth with you a few times last week, it seemed to be left kind of last minute. Was it get there day of and then be thrown all your material?
It turned out to be a lot like that, yeah. And listen, I don't know if it's because I've done a lot of, like, other shows or production stuff that it's kind of like, you know, preparing is a good thing when you want to do your thing. But it's like kind of like, live promo, here you go. I'm like, this is for in 10 minutes? Okay, sure, here, thank you. It's crazy. It's really a crazy pace, and I don't know. Listen, I get it. It's the nature of the beast. It's a week-to-week program. I understand that they had to, like, okay, we're done with Bob Barker. Okay, we have a pay-per-view. Okay, and now Trish, Toronto, what do we got? You know, I don't know what it is. It was very crazy, actually.
So what was the stuff that got caught out? Because I was actually surprised that we didn't get more behind-the-scenes vignettes with you. Perhaps something with, even like Santino seems to be involved every week with the guest GM, and there was nothing on TV. Was there something planned that got snipped?
No, there was no Santino that got snipped, which I was surprised. I really anticipated, like, I have no idea what I have planned. This was weeks before. But for sure, there'll be Hornswoggle, mm-hmm. some hilarity, and some sort of Santino hilarity.
Well, they also led up to it. I mean, a few weeks back when Santino was playing with your doll and the Iron Sheik doll.
Yeah, I don't know if that was... I wouldn't give him that much credit for foreshadowing.
Yeah, you know what? I wouldn't
too
either.
Far, right?
Yeah,
far.
I think that's
gotcha.
Just a coincidence
what
on
we'll
that
do
one.
What we'll do is we'll introduce her figure. And
yeah,
then we'll...
3 weeks in advance, yeah. Don't think
yeah.
so.
Okay, so beyond the world of wrestling, of course, everyone knows that you are into the world of yoga, doing Stratosphere up in Vaughan, running that. But a big development just last week was the fact that you are... have signed a contract to do a video game about yoga with Wii. How does a yoga video game work?
I'm really intrigued by this concept. What exactly, how do you do it?
Well, have you guys done have you done Nintendo Wii, like the Wii Fit at all?
I've not done the Wii Fit. I mean, I played the Wii.
Oh, I thought like the whole world did the Wii Fit. Okay, so Wii Fit, basically they have this little game on there where they have a variety of different games that you can play, and one of them is yoga, and you do one pose and it says, you are a master yogi, or you have no balance, or you are obese or something. And which is great for, the self-esteem. But this is going to be, so the way we're going to approach it is using this same sort of, the balance board is going to be used. And there's also plans to use the other peripherals, which I can't talk about yet, but I'll talk about it soon. And I'm going to give you a whole workout. So I guess it's like, I don't know, old, you know how they have those little columns in magazines, in and out? I guess out is DVD fitness videos, and in is Wii Fitness, and that's how you'll get your workout now.
So it's not really, it's not like a game, though. Like, racking up points or anything.
Well, this actually there's talks of like different features. So in other words, okay. So when you come to my yoga studio right now, you like Jay is fairly new to yoga. I don't know if anyone knows this, but he and I did yoga. Well,
on his TV show. Yeah.
Yeah, I watched him, and he's very new, and should really get better.
Well, this is why I'm thinking of purchasing a Wii now.
You will. I think you should. But anyway, so you would take the beginner class. You would take a spirit class. So. What you would do is you go on the Wii thing, they would test you out, they would say, this is your balance, this is your strength, you should work on your core area, because you have spare tire area core, and then and then what they'll do is give you a workout. And then when you can stay balanced for more than a minute or something, you unlock a feature that will get you to the next level and get you different poses and get you a different workout. So there will be certain game-type things like, features. And one neat feature is, like, we're going to put different backgrounds so you can choose your background. So maybe you're, doing yoga on the beach, or you're doing yoga in my studio, or maybe on the set of the surf.
Right. In the
or they do it every week, I think, on the set of the surf.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
I left that impression. Awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, you did. So you said Wii is in DVD sets out. Last time we chatted, you were talking about a whole DVD set.
Yeah.
Now, is that out the window and you're totally focused on the Wii now?
Well, the Wii game, I think we're putting the DVDs. I mean, they are still going to be produced. It's just a matter of timing of everything. So
right.
I think the Wii is going to happen first. And then we will branch out onto DVDs, because I would like to feature all the different styles, which also feature some of my instructors from my studio, and have them featured in some of the videos, because there's so many different styles out there. Like, there's, martial arts yoga and things like that. So that's the plan. So
martial arts yoga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called Budokan. You should come to my studio and do it.
That sounds interesting. Martial arts yoga. I like that. Yeah. Now, talking about DVDs, Trish, have you ever, even though your WWE career is done, would you have liked to have had a DVD the way they do, career retrospectives for, Macho Man or whoever? Would you like to see a Trish Stratus DVD one day?
Well, I had the one in 2003, which is...
Yes.
Okay, so I still have always felt that a part two, because it stopped really, I think, just before I turned heel, or just when I turned heel, so, like, long time, like, so much...
Right, there's lots of stuff to cover since then.
I think that I should go and talk to them about that, actually, because I think that would be... I would enjoy that DVD myself, actually, to go, the good times, Yeah, I'll let you know about that.
All right.
And another thing the wrestlers tend to do when they leave the world of wrestling is, of course, try to write that book. Have publishers been knocking on your door?
A couple people have asked me about that, and I'm not ready. I have so many more chapters that need to be sort of had to happen before they're written, I'm not ready for a book yet. There's many more things to happen. My book will be very thin. I want a big chapter.
She wants the big one, like Bret Hart. She wants the Bret Hart size.
Three
I want, the encyclopedia set of Trish.
So. Nice. All right, Trish. So is there anything in the immediate future we should be watching out for?
Immediate future, my TrishStratus.com is actually new and stratified up again. so I'll be putting all my news bits on there. But I have some neat. Actually, I was going to tell you about my week, the crazy week, which now we talked about the Wii thing. I'll tell you briefly what my crazy week was. I went to did wrestling, then I flew to Quebec. I did some meeting stuff, and then I did some aerial ski jumping because you know the Olympics are coming up. And CTV is doing a feature where they were taking, like, pro athletes, and they were saying, try an Olympic sport.
Wow.
Yeah, so I did this, like, Olympic skiing where I came off a ramp, and then the practice facilities in Quebec, and you fall into the water. And that was really crazy. So that'll be coming up with the Olympic push soon. But that just, I can't believe that that used to be a normal week, because I came home, I did aerial jumping, did the wrestling, traveled, did a press conference, got home, and I was like, wow, that is...
That's enough.
That's enough. Yeah, I'm good. I'm going to go do some yoga now.
All right, Trish. Well, thanks so much for joining us and continued success with everything. And keep in touch with us. Let us know what's happening.
I will. And Dan, can you come and do some yoga? I'll let you do yoga sometime.
I would love some yoga with Trish just to say that I did it.
Okay. Probably even better than I am.
Well, I bet you I would be.
I want you to talk about your experience because I think you'll enjoy it.
All right, cool. Take care, Trish.
Bye, guys.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The one and only Trish Stratus. Always fun talking with Trish.